Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
A new concept in air transportation. The travail has been taken out of travel.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. We are now at cruising altitude, 35,000 feet.
Wow, this is great up here, Adora. Wow, I love flying.
Do you remember that? That's Pan Am. That was Pan Am. Remember Pan Am?
Yeah.
That was in the 1950s, that ad. Today, though, the airline industry has become a messy and complicated business. The latest news comes from United, which announced it's cutting more than 1,000 jobs. Continental Airlines says it's getting rid of 3,000 jobs. And along with those jobs, both are slashing fleets, retiring dozens of planes. And the consequences are real for travelers. Micheline Maynard has been following the developments closely for the New York Times. She joins us now. Good morning, Mickey. And so is affordable and accessible air travel, is that coming to an end for most Americans?
Well, it certainly won't be as easy to find cheap flights as it has been over the last couple of years. We're really seeing a shrinking of the airline system, and with it, you're going to see disappearing those quick weekend fares, those cheap trips across the country, and you might even see some flights disappear altogether.
Now, the obvious reason we might jump to is that fuel prices have gone up 84% the past year. It's hard to imagine any business surviving when its core cost has risen so much. Is it purely the fuel costs, or is there more to the story?
There's a couple of other things to the story. I mean, you can't overemphasize how much impact fuel costs have had. This is the number one expense for these airlines. I mean, you can't fly without jet fuel, basically. But the other issue is the weakening economy. And I think even if jet fuel were still, say, up only 50%, we would still see an impact on the airlines simply because people don't have the disposable income that they had a couple of years ago. Businesses have been cutting back. And I think a third factor is what we're seeing, a shakeout between these big airlines and some of the low-fare airlines that popped up over the last few years.
So practically speaking, I saw one example saying that a flight from Minneapolis to Philadelphia cost roughly $198 a year ago. Today, that same ticket costs somewhere around $583. Clearly an enormous difference. Is this going to affect not only consumers but business and cargo?
Well, I don't want to give the impression that every ticket has gone up that much. The average fare for leisure travelers, which are people that buy their tickets in advance, is up about 16%. But that's still a pretty significant amount. If you tell any business that their costs are going up 15-16%, they'll immediately try to cut. And what, you know, travel is something that in many cases is expendable. I think the issue with cargo is a little different because when you ship cargo, it's based on weight and they charge X amount per pound. So if jet fuel costs go up 84%, you can just imagine what the cargo people are paying.
Well, Mickey, it seems to me that this is a moment to really pause and take a look at what is this business about. I mean, it seems if you ask consumers, flying is a synonym for waterboarding. And if you look at the bottom line, this industry has never made money. Are we looking at an argument for a kind of federal fuel subsidy program to maintain some basic level of air service to support, you know, aspects of the U.S. economy that are going to go away if the airlines go away?
Well, you know, John, the time when they did make money was back around the end of the last decade when business travel dominated the airline industry. So as long as you have people willing to pay $500, $600, $700 to fly, the airlines can cover their costs and make money. The problem is over the last few years it was peddled as a cheap way to go. It's no longer cheap. Mm. It's no longer convenient. As far as federal help, you know, there was federal help to the airlines after 9/11. And The airlines got cash grants and the opportunity to apply for loans. And almost all the airlines didn't apply for the loans because they didn't want the government controlling what they were doing. So even though you'll see talk about re-regulation, I don't actually think it's a possibility.
Yeah, America West was the only airline that took them up on it.
Well, there were three or four airlines that did. United tried to get the loans, and they were turned down three times because the standards were so strict. And honestly, if just imagine if the government owned large pieces of most of the airlines at this point in time.
And Mickey, I'm wondering, how are the markets in Europe, Asia, or the Middle East doing? Are those airline industries suffering as much as the United States industry is?
Well, they're a little bit behind what's going on in the U.S. because the low-fare airlines overseas are still expanding. Actually, global travel has been profitable, and without the American industry pulling it down, the global industry would probably make money this year. But the Europeans are starting to hurt as well. I mean, everybody's seen fuel prices go up, and someone said to me yesterday that fuel is the great equalizer. It hurts every airline that hasn't bought their fuel contracts in advance.
And when are many of these changes going into effect here in the United States? When will travelers really see a difference?
Well, you'll see a little bit of a difference this summer, but because this is the hot season for travel, no pun intended, the real impact comes after Labor Day, and that's when the airlines will be starting to trim their schedules, when I think some of the biggest fare hikes will take effect. It probably won't hurt family travelers, but it could hurt business travelers significantly.
Micheline Maynard from the New York Times, we thank you.
My pleasure.
See you in the departure lounge there.
Yeah, I know, just another chapter. We'll have to see where that goes. So if you already have your ticket, it sounds like you're in decent shape.